Really?
Uh-huh.
When's it ready to cook?
Next Tuesday. Uh-huh.
Goody, goody. Sorry, you're going to freeze it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I need to take it to school for 8 days.
Oh, well done. Very good. What time are you due at the hairdresser?
1:45.
5 minutes to go. Would you like me to try Veronica later and to live with that? You're very well equipped. I'm very impressed. No, thanks very much indeed. No, it did get a swell earlier this week. Thank you very much. Bye. We've just had half an hour in Jubilee Park. Extremely brisk walk. I feel jolly toasty now. How was your outing? Good looking buds on there, aren't they?
I don't know if I've got that nasty pole sticking up there, but still.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, it's not quite right. It might go anywhere. It'll probably break right off. Hello, dear. Hello, my dear dog. How are you?
A well exercised beast there, I think. In place in a baking tray. Gas mark 5 for 35 minutes. It's on, is it?
Yes.
Good. Cooking time will need to be extended when cooking more than one product at a time. Pretty straightforward. 35 minutes. Shall I set 35? It's not very agreeable at all, is it?
I forgot to take the rotten grapefruit back
first. Did you tell them?
No, what good would that be?
Well, I mean, they don't expect necessarily to see the evidence, do they? Freezer on.
lot of people in the park. Where the digger?
Surprised. Very nice in the park.
Oops, bad luck. On your toe. Why won't you go to the chiropodist?
I keep bumping them. It's nothing to do with the chiropodist.
I'll have to get you some armoured boots. My three spots for baking, I suppose, aren't they? Beasties in too, has it?
That's my next job.
Right.
I think I will have a drink.
Yes, what would you like? Cider?
No.
Sherry. Right.
I think if I put the goldfish in there. What he said was to fill it with water, right?
As well.
Combine.
Right.
I've got to cut this because there won't be enough air for them. Mm-hmm. Pump air into it before he sealed it up.
Oh, really? Mm. Oh, a brown one and a gold one.
Well, actually, when it's in the sun, one looks silvery gold.
Oh, yes.
Transparent.
Yeah, have a sherry there.
I will.
Multi-purpose cupboard, dear. There's a good dog. Bit weary after your run, eh? Meet anyone when you're out?
I meet anyone, not really, no. I love it when I see people. I'll put that over there so that
the
cat
can attack it. I only saw half a dozen people in the park. Plus a party of riders. One lady who approved of my litter picking.
Oh, well, I had a funny little incident when I was going back to the car park, the Red Cross car park. From the...
You've closed up the air in there now.
Very nice person. So I said, well, I hope you're working on it. And I walked on a couple, two or three cars and picked up this bloody carton out of the road, and I was right next to Linda's car.
Oh, really? Did she see what you were doing?
I don't know, but she waved to me, and I waved to her, and I picked it up, and I said, do you want this?
The fellow.
Or yeah, Linda. The girl, but the fellow was several cars that way, there, and yeah. I just put it in the bin that was there. But I think he was cheeky. I mean, it was so blatant.
Yes.
And other people walking on the pavement just ignored it totally. Mm. And I thought, what a cheek.
Well done, dear. You've done your bit for humanity today.
Make the sandwiches and freeze it, because if I freeze the bread,
yes.
I then can't freeze the sandwiches.
Capable of being frozen again, you mean, or what?
Yes, you mustn't refreeze them. So I try to make the sandwiches.
You have a sandwich making sesh, do you?
And then put them in, because it's so much frees my mind in the morning before I've got to do is take them out. And they're fresh then, because they defrost by lunchtime, and
yep.
They're as fresh as they can be.
Yep.
The only thing is I can't really put much salad in then, because salad doesn't freeze awfully well.
Yes, it goes rather soggy, doesn't it?
But the Susanna doesn't particularly care for...
And you just hoik a packet out of the freezer every day and put it in the fridge for her, do you?
Yes, and that's right, or to put them on the piano. Hopefully with a drink and a biscuit and a piece of fruit. Mm. I can't always find the biscuit,
now
I always buy
enough. Some glorious 1st of June, my goodness, isn't it? I was wearing my coat and my gloves in the park.
Well, I must say, I wish I'd taken my gloves. Well, I suppose they are
Was it a cigarette carton the fellow chucked?
No, it was a juice carton with a straw in it.
Oh, yes, yes. All this instant disposable stuff really is a pain.
People don't have to throw it down like that.
No, of course they don't.
They have to put it in their car until they get home.
Yes. Yes. That's one of the blessings of people not parking so much down the road now. They don't empty out their ashtrays and their junk from time to time. Kids walking up and down still to drop their sweet packets, though.
Look at that.
Isn't it terrible
going
getting
beautifully.
Old? We're always doing is staining the outside,
no, it's
dear.
It's not. Look. If you look where the yellow is, not just to the height of the water, is it?
No, but it could be simply from being shaken around. Well, I mean, there's a yellow streak all the way up there, look. Is it coming out? Perhaps it's pouring out at the top, dear. Look, it's all yellow at the top. have you? Well, you eat that piece, dear. And it's so gloriously golden.
Feet to recover because
the children walk all over me. Yes. And they're nasty little metal feet chairs. Would you like me to buy you a foot bath?
No.
Massages your feet with water, warm water jets each night when you come in.
Okay.
Why not? It will do them ever so much good. I'm thinking of getting an ozone generator or what? An ozone free layer. A nuclear guaranteed zone. Oh, Pushkin, you need not much.
An
ionizer,
is that what you mean?
An ionizer, that's what I mean, dear.
Where are you going to put it?
In the office, dear, where it needn't concern your hair looks very nice.
Why should it not concern you?
Well, you did sound a little scathing thereof.
Well,
my darling.
I mean is, don't you need one in every room if you go in for it?
Well, I need to be fresh in the office. I don't want to be fresh in front of the television. I want to go to sleep. Perhaps one can have a personal ionizer that clips to the lapel or the belt.
You're clipped up enough
there, I think. Yes. Yes, I'd be quite glad when this lot's over.
Yes, I should be quite.
Are you feeling inhibited or exhibitionist or what?
Sorry.
Inhibited? I haven't noticed it. Well, I'll switch off if I'm in for something rather good, shall I? I feel a bit sorry for those goldfish. Well, I reckon that plastic bag squashed them all. Go away, pussy.
Well, they're getting to the right temperature. He said
I don't think they're allowed to move. Haven't got any room to move around in there, have they?
Yes, they have. Have they?
Yes, Pusky, you're absolutely right. They're your little toys. Look at that tail.
I won't trust her an inch.
No,
not an
right.
Inch.
Quite right. Except, oops, your back's turned, Digger.
Guess how much they cost?
Shilling each. 50 pence each?
Yes. No, 75.
75? Oh, that's a rip-off, dear.
Well, I thought so too. Especially it said 50 on the tank.
Oh.
And I said to him, I thought they were 50 pence, and he said, I've picked you out the biggest and the best.
Cheeky devil.
Now, what could I say?
Cheeky devil, yes.
He said, if anything goes wrong, come back and see me.
Those are the benefits of doing shopping in Chislehurst High Street, are they?
They've got a new tank, new shrew behind.
Have they? It's a much cleaner, brighter place now, isn't it?
I recognise it.
Yes. It certainly was a pretty sordid effort before.
There's a minor bird in there and a chinchilla who looks so miserable.
What is that? A little furry beast?
Yes, I thought a chinchilla was a kind of rabbit, but it isn't. It's got a tail.
Oh.
Not as good as a squirrel's tail.
Can you breed your own fur coat?
Didn't ask. But it was in this cage and it had a little wooden box going with a hole in the top and that. And when I went in, it was in its box, facing the back of the box, and its tail sticking out.
Mm.
When I came back, because I went in on the way to the hairdresser to find out about it, and I thought, well, I'll buy them on the way back. When I went back, it was still sitting in the same place with its tail hanging out of the back. Look at this cat. Oh, look at Pussy Ella.
That's a saucy pose, isn't it?
She wants her tummy tickled.
You're asking for trouble, Digger.
Good, yes. Both playing croquet.
I said to David, I understand this is a game where people get very seamy with each other. And he said, no, not at all. Not at all. I think David is such a mild-mannered fellow that he wouldn't know how to get hit up. And he said, it's a game of great tactics. And
probably excellent at it,
darling. Can't think why. No tactician. You need to be intelligent to be a tactician, don't you?
Oh, I do denigrate yourself. So why do you think you need to go on a confidence-building course? You should have lots of confidence. Hmm. Everybody says how nice you are.
What has niceness got to do with confidence, for goodness sake?
Well, if you're a nice person, then you should have confidence in that fact, like myself, Susanna.
No. You can't keep all these food dishes, can you? Apparently, before, sometime in December, he was diagnosed as having an ulcer and almost immediately afterwards had a slight stroke.
Oh dear.
And he's only relatively recently gone back to work. And he's been under somebody or other at Charing Cross Hospital who has a rather different approach to the whole thing than many other people, sort of involving rest and doing nothing and so on and so forth.
Has it left him with any impairments?
She didn't say. Didn't say at all. I didn't ask. But it's obviously been a very trying time for her. And one daughter is taking A-levels and the other is on her way. I'm not sure if she's actually taking her GCSEs or...
Yes, Mark.
She's 2 years behind, is she? Mm. Yeah. And the older one fancied medicine, but her projections of grades were inadequate for that. So biochemistry is a possibility, but Geraldine says we've just got to wait and see.
Where would she hope to go?
Doesn't mention at all. Doesn't mention at all. Yes, Geraldine certainly implied that it had been a jolly hard time.
I'm sure it would be. Especially with short kids doing exams and two teenagers in the house.
Mm.
She said in April she and Anthony had been to Florence for 4 days to a conference to do with his job.
Oh.
His bosses thought it was time he got back into
things. Yes. To Florence, eh? Wonderful place for a conference. Mm.
And she said they spent an enormous amount of money.
Oh dear.
They probably won't be going away this summer. And also their children want to hang around and get their results and Linda wants to get her sorted out.
As long as Anthony has a break by the time they... Geraldine is not working.
No.
She did say that she had been supply teaching a year or two ago.
It's dried up.
Yeah. And she'd tried it and she felt an experience she wanted to do. Didn't think a lot of it.
Expansion on their house and increased the size of one of the girls' bedrooms, which was more like a box room than a bedroom before.
Uh-huh. They're still in the same place, are they?
Mm-hmm.
St. John's.
Mm-hmm. And they were about to have their kitchen done, which has never been a kitchen worth calling a kitchen to tell them. Mm-hmm. They're about to have it done. And Anthony's about to try and work from home.
Oh, really? What, leaving his firm?
Mm.
Oh, my goodness.
Change his job and work as a consultant to a German firm, which would involve him travelling to Germany every now and then. But basically, he'd work from home.
Mm, how intriguing.
Did he get his ulcer sorted out?
The implication was he had. No, that was okay. You can imagine Anthony being a warrior, can't you?
Yes, he always was. Perfectionist of sorts.
Yes, in curious ways, though. Remember that hanky ironing episode?
No.
When you were all in the flat together,
mm-hmm.
the four of us were going out somewhere. And he said, hang on, I'm not ready yet. And got out your ironing board and your iron and ironed himself a hanky.
No, I don't remember.
Incredible. And all three of us.
I really don't remember that. One of the things you remember, mm. well, I don't. Probably true the other way around, too, if I cared to mention things and
sure.
say, I don't remember that.
Sure.
Though you might, of course, you perhaps have a better memory than I do.
I'm glad you said perhaps.
I wouldn't want to be dogmatic, would I?
Ah.
Oh.
How thoughtful. Well, that wasn't bad.
Really?
Yes, that's very important under the circus, wasn't it?
She's had two clean beds in 2 weeks.
Has she?
Well, I forgot to wash the cat's blankets last time, so I had to.
You don't look too good in a clean bed, Digger. You must let it mature a little.
She's a bit huffy. I've given her a woolly jumper to the cat.
Well, it did make you sneeze a lot, didn't it, Digger?
So she's going to have the smaller one now, so it's dry.
Mm.
Your old cast off.
Oh, charming. I see. Since when did you last chuck one of yours out to the beasties?
Well, for some funny reason, my men get holes in the elbows.
Well, you're leaning on the table now. I can't think what. Oh.
Not just with my elbows.
You have a secret deal with Oxfam. I do wish one of those three little mates would actually show something up there. They really are pathetic, aren't they? I envisaged when I thought they would suit those places that they would cover the fence. Oh, look at the old naughty boy, he's got his sprinkler on.
Yes, I know.
very graceful about one of those oscillating sprinklers, isn't there? Mm. A great fan being waved to and fro.
Going on this ball lawn, where they've been turfed.
Yes, I think that's fair enough.
And I get my favourite things out of the greenhouse, mm-hmm. and the plants from the classroom, and put them all out underneath the sprinkler.
Well done.
And they've got a good scent. Mm-hmm.
Splendid. Save the water going to waste.
Well, the hose was attached to the outside tap, so I couldn't get the water easily for the greenhouse.
Sure. Do you like a plate?
Thank you.
Oh, there's nothing there for you, dear.
There's no bones in mince,
there's a lot of flavour left in the plate, I know, I'm afraid. Chilean grapes. Mm. They're cool enough.
Mm. The Lavatera has to be put in a sunny spot. So I think it has to go.
There's no room there. Sorry, no, nor there.
Next to that bush.
There's already a hypericum there, which William Over chopped. I mean, it's a beautiful plant. There's no room for it.
Mm-hmm. It grows 6 feet tall.
Well, it needs a darn big space then, doesn't it?
Well, I wouldn't be able to see it in the house.
Well, I would recommend that you put it behind the sagebrush, chop back the sagebrush. Stick it back there and keep the broom company.
I could put it alongside that. If we put it stuck like that, it'll need staking. Whereas if it's got a wall or a fence, it doesn't.
It doesn't need staking, surely. I don't think so. It hasn't got a stake in there, has it?
They haven't got one.
Oh, in the pot, I mean, now.
It's not very big yet.
It won't need staking. I'm quite confident. Shame those lupins that are coming up, some of them are purple.
Why?
I suppose it'll be all right when the iris disappears. Actually, there's some red and pink ones there too. Well, that's rather nice, isn't it? I'm very pleased that those original Gerania. They usually come up purple as well as pink, don't they? This is a lovely clump of iris just here, isn't it?
Mm.
Why not put your Lavatera in there instead of the tree?
No. It's too untidy.
Mm. Have you enjoyed the wallflowers this year? I think I'd be happier to get back to the sort of traditional golden yellows and browns on wallflowers.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah. They're certainly a bit colourful.
Leave those grapes for
Sophie. Thank you, I enjoyed my supper, my lunch now. You're going to do a proper Dennis, come on. Does she actually sit up for Dennis? Sit. Ella. Sit. Now come on. Never mind the food.
Sit.
Sit. Alright? Good dog.
When you do it, don't.
Oh really?
Makes it all gentle.
Oh I see.
That's
doesn't grab her. That's enough. She doesn't need anything for
her. One last one. There you are, dear. That's a good dog.
You've got to make her sit and then take it gently, you know, snapping at the fingers. Mm-hmm. You're very good at it, aren't you, Stinky?
He said two, he'd call for me. What's that you've put in there so far? Yes. I think we've still got a fair whack of room for bedding plants if they're of particularly good value. Try the other place at the bottom of Mottingham Lane. If it's not successful there. Okay. Oh yes, you know, I was trying to remember what it was you wanted from that place over in Holmesdale. You know what I mean, don't you? Well, it's where next to the place I bought the tiles from. Well, yes, you know the tile shop, don't you? Away for the weekend, perhaps? Well, remember, I can deliver it if necessary. Just to equalise.
And on Monday I put this bowl into the washing up bowl so it doesn't spill in the car and take it like that to school.
Yes, it'd be more stable than that in the car, wouldn't it?
Right, in the washing up bowl, you see. And that one will fall apart, it'll be fine.
Washing up bowl is very shallow, don't be tempted to make it deep.
No, I won't put any water in the washing up bowl. I shall just sit that into the bowl.
Oh, I
see. So that if it slops.
I see.
And then when I get to school, I have to pour all the water into the tank and leave it for a couple of hours, and then at break time put the fish into the mixed water.
Yes.
So that it goes in static.
Why?
I'll get the children to collect some rocks up and wash them.
Oh, right. Well, why are you doing this? What's the
Because we're doing a project on water.
Oh.
And the children have done that tie-dyeing. And after open day, when most of their dollies will be finished,
yes.
I thought they could embroider fish and weed onto their bits of tie-dyeing. Use the tie-dyeing as a... That's draining, really.
Well, it's dry.
It's just drippy on the bottom. Getting it dry. I'll have a small cafe with you. Which is mine. On whose behalf should I read it?
Interest.
Oh, really?
I don't think it was anyone.
Actually an interesting article, is it?
Yeah, actually an interesting article.
Hmm. Going to put a jumper on, I think.
The girl who does my hair is off to on Thursday to the Caribbean. We're married.
Golly. Very exotic.